I was seeing, I mean, we don't know what the deal is with Akeem right now, but if he doesn't go, how much extra pressure, how much talking up do you guys have to do amongst yourselves to pick up the slack?
We understand that there's, you know, that we have big shoes to fill if he can't go, and we understand that, you know, as a unit, we're able to come together, and everybody knows their assignments, everybody knows what they have to do, and it's no secret that we're going to have to make plays, and I think all of us are capable of doing that, and if it's unfortunate that he can't go, we'll all step up, and we understand our responsibilities, and we'll be all right.
Even if he can go, obviously, they need a third receiver, maybe a fourth receiver, to help out. When you look at the game, aside from the production, do you feel like you guys did enough to kind of take some of the pressure off Nix and Manningham?
A little bit. You know, obviously it wasn't enough because we didn't get the W, and we had some a little bit of lax on the offensive end. But, you know, moving forward, we just want to be able to, as a unit, come together and help those two guys as much as possible because, you know, not only them, but Eli as well in that slot position. He's kind of can be a safety valve for him on certain routes and certain down and distances. So we just want to be able to help him as much as we can and help Mario and Hakeem as much as we can.
Victor, why do you think third down was such a bugaboo once in a while? How do you fix it?
I feel like it was just, you know, it's just a matter of making plays. You know, there were plays to be made on third and long and certain third down plays, and we just got to come together and make those plays. They're going to be there throughout the course of the season, and I feel like as the season progresses, we'll get together and we'll make those plays.